one has already been taken. Alright, Van, I will sort you next. I'm just finding the Thea knife.
He hasn't been back long enough, surely.
He must have been back an hour, surely.
No, I don't think. What time did you catch the bus?
Well, I missed the bus. Well, you drove past me at 11 minutes past 8. The next one was 16 minutes later, so that puts that at
8:26.
26, yeah. Well, we're not. Yeah, right. Another 10 minutes, we should be fine. Nearly there, but it's all.
I am now booing you, by the way.
Oh no, why?
Because of the dodgy singing and whistling.
We'll live in the... Yeah, like that, you mean?
Yeah.
Red, I know, it was red somewhere, wasn't it? Sorry, I got it wrong.
Yeah.
A one, a two, a one, two, three. We'll live in a red submarine, a red submarine, a red submarine. We'll live in a red submarine because the yellow one's been taken by a criminal gang.
A criminal gang? So, what the Beatles are, a criminal gang?
Yeah. They are. Can you cope with a fish knife?
Not really, no.
Why?
Well, they don't cut pies very well, do they?
It'll cut this pie.
I don't think so.
I'm sure it'll be fine. All it is a pie with a... No, not a pie. It's a knife with a funny shape in the top.
You're a funny shape in the top.
We'll see how you get on.
Let me have a look at it. Let me see.
Finger away. I did try doing your handle first, but your hand was in the wrong place.
Oh, no, it's not like the ones I've seen before. It's fine, yeah.
What have you seen before then?
Something weird. Here you are.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to stop booing you now because you've stopped the singing.
Oh, sorry.
What is that? What is it though? What is it?
We are the champions, my friends.
Really?
And we keep on fighting.
Earlier,
there was something earlier
that, you know, I thought you would have liked. Oh, dear.
Must be bad. To the end.
No, sorry about that.
We are the champions. Impression of my dad now, aren't I? No time for losers,
cause
we are the champions of the world.
Is that what your dad does? You're so strange.
Yeah.
It's a good job I didn't get together with you for your musical ability, isn't it?
Would you have got together with me for my musical ability? I think you would have learned quickly enough.
Oh, well, no. Exactly.
Anyway, your pie.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you.
Is it? Ooh, that's exciting.
And me.
I don't know if I will.
I'll tell you what. You pun me at birth. And I'll pun you for...
Any I do in the future.
The 20th of the smell that you made earlier.
I can't publish this boo now!
Why not?
Well, you've just given away a bad thing.
What? So it was okay, the fact that you were telling the whole world last night about me making smells.
Yeah, but you weren't.
But we're not allowed to talk about you.
Oh, all right then.
I didn't give any details.
No, that's true. All right then.
You said you made a big smell. You know, I could tell them that.
No, no, no. Shh.
And that.
Shh.
And did you realise that?
Should we give them some Booscape?
Oh no. Hang on, I'm biting my nails.
Well, stop it.
Stop. You're going to tickle me.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
I'll get you back if you do. In fact, preemptive strike. Yeah. You want to tickle me, do you? I'll get you.
Will you?
I suggest you retreat now.
Retreat?
Retreat.
Why?
That's like treat, but for a second time.
Pardon me.
Yeah, do you surrender?
No.
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 No. No. What's wrong with you?
Because I'm silly.
Surrender? Fee? Fee, you surrender. What? What? I can't get my hand out of her hand. Oh no, that's quite hard actually, Fee.
Oh dear.
Yeah, oh dear. Sorry, I didn't mean to
punch
do it quite like that.
Punch me in the boot.
Yeah. That was an accident. That's a problem, you can't actually see where you're aiming.
Funny.
For the audio boo, I just pulled her arms apart and then she thought better of it and thought she'd better pull them back together again. Do you surrender?
No!
Tingle fight! Tingle fight! You squeaky?
Yeah.
This is a soprano screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming. See, what you also forget is I've got longer arms than you.
It's rubbish.
Quite a lot longer. And what are you doing?
Yeah, you are the original Mr. Tickle.
Yeah. My arms can go around corners. However, you've got a good grip there. We'll have to get something clever to get out of this situation. Ah! Alright, 1 point to you, 10 to me.
No, this isn't fair. It's two against one, and you're both bigger than me!
You started it, in fairness.
You started it.
You did.
You did.
Oh, Pam! What are you doing that for? Pam, careful. Pam, just for the record, I'm not attacking the bee. You can't put me on my face.
You don't need to claw me on the back.
Yeah, he does.
Alright.
He does.
Alright, it's all okay, Vance.
He loves me, like,
it's okay, Vance. It's okay. It's okay. Good place. Nice and calm. I know. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk to you, Vance. I'll just give her what she wants. If she wants it enough, I'll just... pretend to laugh. What are you doing? You're packing my leg. Ha ha ha, it's a better.
Hang on, I've dropped my iPhone on the floor. This is not good. Because it might get stepped on by
somebody.
I
was turning around, and Vance was grabbing my leg with his two paws.
Yeah, he knows who's the boss.
Who's that?
Me.
You.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh no, hang on, now he's tackling me. Ah!
Well, he's not nothing if not. What's that? It's fair.
I'm not even thinking of you, you're laughing. Ow!
Fans, it's very generous of you to join in like this, but it really isn't necessary.
Should we draw a truce at this point? Because, to be honest, we're both going to be killed by Vance at this rate.
Well, I think we're nearly at the point of drawing a truce.
Are we?
Nearly.
We're not quite there.
No. This is not fair.
You're the one who decided not to draw a truce.
I didn't want to draw it because I'm no good at drawing.
You surrender?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
No, you surrender. You can't go for anything now.
No, I was going to give you a cuddle now.
Shake hands.
All right, then.
It'll be a serious breach of surrender if you go back on this.
I'm going to give you a cuddle now.
Okay.
Cuddle? Cuddle?
Okay. I sort of trust you.
Give me a cuddle.
Ish.
Cuddle.
You can put your hand back where it was. Put your hands where I can... Oh, no, I can't see them. put your hands where you can see them.
No, it's not possible.
No, it's a bit different. Isn't it? Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure we should publish this book, to be honest.
You're not? What, attacking each other with tickles?
Yeah, it's a bit silly.
Since when did we do serious boos?
Oh, that's true.
Tickle boo!
Yeah.
I think it's probably okay. Not too worried about it.
Okay.
Ah, oi! That is a breach of ceasefire.
I know.
A resumption.
I'm a tickle terrorist.
You're a tickle terrorist, you are.
It was funny, though. It wasn't it?
I'll let you off just for that one tickle.
Can I?
That was funny.
Can I eat my pie now?
Yeah. I think that was never stopping you in the first place.
No, I know. Alright, let's have a cuddle and then I'll eat my pie.
You promise you're not going to tickle me?
I'm not going to tickle you. I promise I'm not going to tickle you.
Stupid long arm, tickle monster.
Yeah. Hold on, eat your pie and switch off the audio.
Yeah,
they
don't really want to hear me eating pie, do they?
No, although you could do a tasting group.
I can do that, yeah.
Of pie minster. Shroom pie.
And wine.
Oh, you got wine, have you?
No, not yet.
Oh, you mean open to get you one? Yeah, okay, fair enough.
You had beer, didn't you?
I did have beer. I'll join you in having the wine.
If you like. I don't mind.
I thought something stuck to the back of my neck. Right.
Is it a bit of tickle that got left over, that
might
got stuck to you?
It might be, yeah. I'm going to feed Vance now, because, to be honest, he's
quite
excited.
And Manic.
Manic, yeah. He's a manic dog kennel creature.
I'm not so manic now. I cannot hold the weight
just
of those neighbours.
Manic Monday.
Oh, heavens above.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing. Have you stopped brewing now?
No.
Oh.
I was going to taste the pie, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah. You're not doing a set.
Oh, do you think I should do it like that, more neat?
Well, I don't know, it's up to you, really.
Do it more neatly.
Yeah, okay, it's been quite fun, boo.
Tickle and tasting, boo.
Tickle and tasting, yeah, okay,
it's quite alliterative.
Yeah, I like.
Now, what could we have beginning with tea for your interesting singing as well, to make three teas? Torture, tickle and tasting.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to have a good noise. Listen to this.
Okay.
That's the cutting up pastry noise.
It's good pastry on each side.
Just another manic wonder.
Oh.
Who did that song?
The Bangles. I like Bangles. They go jingly wingly. Well, we weren't being very good either, we were being a bit naughty.
It's true, and we were getting all excited and he just wanted to join in.
He did.
Wait, if I'm looking for a spoon, I never have any spoons. Now that I'm looking for a fork, I have millions of spoons.
That's just the way it is, isn't it?
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Like Bruce Hornsby.
Maybe. Yeah.
You must know, actually, it was off daytime TV. It was used for daytime TV's hospital program.
I do remember it. Yeah. And it used to be used on Anna Rayburn's show on Talk Radio UK.
Was it? I don't know who she is.
She's an agony aunt.
Is Talk Radio what became Talk Sport?
Yeah.
It's quite a good piece of music, actually. Although I remember seeing Top of the Pops 2, and then saying on there, showing his first appearance on Top of the Pops, that song.
Mm.
And he was having to read the lyrics.
Oh, dear. That's a bit rubbish.
Yeah. But I suppose he was a really good pianist who needed to sing in order to make it... make it saleable.
Yeah.
Saleable word? Anyway, whatever. Oh, wine. Oh. Will I ever be able to sit down?
Yeah. Just not yet.
This is the wine, yeah, I know. Have you told the boo about this taste?
Well, it's very mushroomy.
Is it?
Really? Yeah.
Could you describe it in more words than that?
No, but you can have some and taste it.
I'm not definitely interested. What would you say are the primary tastes?
Mushroom and pastry, which is sort of what you...
There are other things in there.
What you'd expect from a mushroom pie. Well, you said primary taste.
All right, what's the secondary taste?
I don't know.
Come on, you've got.
I might have to eat a bit more first.
You have a good mind and you have good taste buds.
Well, not as good as yours, evidently. But then you're sort of quite tone deaf, so, you know.
What,
pretty tone deaf, so, you know.
What, by taste buds?
No, but maybe our brains have bigger bits in different places.
I think tone deaf is probably pushing it a bit too
far. Well, alright, but partially tone deaf.
Partially tone deaf. Deaf, even. Not deaf.
No.
Like deaf warmed up.
Well, it might be deaf when you start singing a tone.
Well, I think you said before that I have some of the right notes, they've just been in the wrong key. So that would suggest that I'm not tone deaf.
No, I know, I'm being
which
a bit...
means that I haven't been educated in the ways of keys.
I'm being a bit harsh.
You are.
Yeah, but some of us don't need educating in such things. We just know them, darling.
You must have been educated in keys at some point, because you wouldn't know what they were otherwise.
Yeah, but I could sing in them before I was educated in them. I just knew how to do it.
Yeah. Right, glass of wine coming away and fits in a big glass because...
Ooh, thank you.
It's not full, though.
Oh.
I've got it in a mug.
Oh, Booville, isn't that sweet? He's given me the pint glass and had the mug himself. How chivalrous.
Thank you.
I mean, it is counteracted by the fact that earlier he walked on the pavement and I walked on the road, but you know, you can't have everything.
I was giving you more space.
Oh, okay.
The pavement had lots of obstacles and I wanted to ensure that you were not hindered in your progress.
Okay.
So I was, in fact, being very chivalrous.
Oh, all right.
You take it back.
What?
Whatever you've just said.
Yeah, all right then.
Oh, thank you. She's generous, as fee.
What's your pie like?
After one mouthful, I'll finish my mouthful.
Yeah, that would be good, really.
Mm.
Otherwise, it sounds a bit yucky.
The pastry's not quite as good as pie makes. The pastry just seems really crispy. But it's not bad pastry. It's fairly short. There is a little bit of onion in here that actually Fee probably wouldn't have gone with because it is actually discernible onion. There is, I think it must be a bechamel sauce like your one, actually, with bacon and something else, that's possibly chicken.
Is mine Pie Minster?
Yeah, yours Pie Minster. Mine's not Pie Minster.
Ah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister do a wonderful pie called the Heidi Pie, which he has had before, which is splendiferous, and which has sweet potato and chilli and something else in it that I can't remember.
That I preferred to this one.
Yeah.
This one's alright, but I prefer...
I really like the Heidi Pie. Waitrose, shame Waitrose to stop doing it.
Yeah. Can you order them online, maybe?
Direct from Prime Minister.
Maybe.
Have 100 of your Heidi pies, please.
Well, you could order like 5 or something.
You can probably get them off of Cardo. But the problem is, when I shop on Cardo, I always seem to spend a ridiculous amount of money. It's one of these places you can't help but spend lots of money.
Well, you can't.
I think it's partly because when going around the supermarket, I don't really do impulse buying because I can't see something unless I'm looking for it. Whereas online, I can do.
Yeah. What kind of things do you impulse buy then?
Well, quite often I just sort of try things that I wouldn't normally try because I can just read through the menu, you know, different ready meals or whatever it is, or I'll buy an extra couple of spices to increase my spice collection.
That's
why I ended up getting the, what do you call it? The one that you remember the name of that I've forgotten.
Oregano, that's actually a herb, but anyway.
It's a spice, surely.
It's a herb.
Sure.
Yeah. But you can check if you don't believe me.
You've looked it up already, haven't you?
No, but I just know.
Okay.
I quite enjoy you looking it up and being wrong, though.
No,
be quite
it's
fun.
Right, it's all right. I will accept my wrongness now.
Okay.
What else did I get? Can't remember. Oh, paprika. Sweet paprika. Because it's always really frustrating. I don't know about you. Actually, you probably won't have come across this unless you've... When you went to Germany, maybe you did. Anyway, in Europe, you can get paprika-flavoured Pringles.
Oh, right.
They seem to be the main flavour of Pringles in Europe.
Oh, but not here.
You cannot get them in this country.
You can, actually, somewhere, but I can't remember where.
I've never come across them.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like paprika-flavoured Pringles.
Maybe it was somewhere like Lidl that you scorn.
Me? Scorn Lidl?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You shopping snob, you.
Definitely.
Well.
However, most of the food you eat in this place has come from Waitrose, so.
I know.
Don't scoff at my snobbery.
Well, I enjoy scoffing the food. Anyway, that's probably enough for this boo, don't you think? I think there's probably
more than
boring now. We had the funny bit earlier.
Everybody, are you still going?
Yeah.
Everybody, feel free, if you want to have about an hour's worth of listening of me walking along a path, feel free to listen to my boo. It's worth listening to the second one because the bus doesn't stop. And I'm a little bit cross.
Oh, yeah, because everyone really wants to listen to Robert being cross, don't they, and grumpy.
Yeah.
Because that's never been on the boot before.
No. Well, I just thought I'd mention it, just in case there are any sort of Robert crossness files.
Okay, that's a weird idea. Why would there be?
Well, you know, people are interested in it. You know, Britain is a country of collectors.
Yeah. You are very strange, aren't you? You are.
Takes two to know one.
Takes two to know one.
Absolutely. Knowing you.
Knowing me, knowing you. I was listening to a boo the other day. I'm still booing, by the way. Or at least, I don't know if I've uploaded it yet, but... Anyway, we were singing The Wheels on the Bus on the way back from
Twickenham to get the bus. Well, we were still in Twickenham to catch a bus to back to Richmond. And I started singing The Wheels on the Bus, and you joined in a completely different key, and it was really quite amusing.
Can you give an impression?
Well, no, because I don't have two sets of
mouths
and lungs and vocal cords and stuff.
Shamefully.
It'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? I could do harmony with myself. I'd enjoy that. Enough of that. Stop it.
It wasn't deliberate. The fork is hitting it, but I'm trying to eat my pie.
I've moved it now. Do you know that there's only about 4 minutes left on this book?
And we've just talked rubbish for however long.
And tickled each other. In a really mature way.
Yeah.
I mean, most people who publish Tickle Booze, it's like with their kids, who are like 4 or something.
Oh, did you hear SM2N's boo today?
No.
It might have been yesterday. Of going down a slide.
It wasn't yesterday, it was last week.
Oh, I've just found it anyway.
Oh, no, I haven't heard it yet, but
have you not heard it?
I'm going to.
I'm so envious. I see now why people have children. Because they can go around the playground. See, I want to go in the playground, but I can't because I'll get arrested.
Oh, but you could take me.
But if you have children, you can go on all these slides and things, and you can go down and go,
Is that what Simon did?
Sort of. He was very clever. He got his daughter to hold the iPhone or whatever. He went down after him, so you heard him and his son go down first. And then her going down after them. And she rather amusingly says, is this what I scream into?
That's very funny. She is going to overtake him in booage. If the boo is still around when she's old enough.
Yeah.
Isn't she? She's just going to completely trounce him.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you think you're prolific booer, do you, Dad?
Yeah.
Watch this! You know?
I don't know what SM2N's up to, in terms of number of boos.
Well, it's over 1,000, isn't it? But I don't know either.
By the way, I'm not quite up to 1,400. I looked earlier on, and 1,300 and a bit. Still not bad.
I'm on 960. Something or 970 or something like that.
What would be really good actually is if they could tell you not just how many boos there were, but how many total minutes.
That might be scary. Yeah. Particularly in your case.
Particularly in my case, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Or maybe they could just tell me in gigabytes worth of data.
That might be equally scary.
Yeah.
Well, I found some asparagus now.
Yeah, excellent. Is it okay?
Yeah. And a pea?
You can keep your personal habits to yourself.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to give my lungs a taste of the wine.
That's silly, isn't it? Yeah.
It is very nice wine we're drinking, by the way. It is River Path Pinot Grigio, I believe. And it's really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I don't normally drink white wine, but I really love this, actually.
It's good, isn't it?
And it's been on special offer in Waitrose.
For a little while.
About £6.50, £6.90 or so instead of £10. Like me.
Robert's already had beer, though, as well.
Yeah, the sort of bland, tasteless one that I was tasting last night.
On his boo account. He is RJ Net.
I think they probably know by now.
Yeah, but they might not. If somebody's listening to my boo for the first time in the whole world and they've never heard a boo of mine before, they might not know, might they?
Yeah, do you think they'd make it this far through the boo if it was the first time they listened to it?
Well, they might do, just for the sheer craziness. You know how, you know, people keep watching a car crash or something, knowing what's going to happen, but they have to keep watching?
Yeah.
It could be that sort of thing, you
know? They wanted to know what happened after the tickle, basically.
Yeah. Well, the boo is about...
Huh? how long?
No, it's about to finish, like 10 seconds.
Like 10 seconds. Bye, everybody. Hope you enjoyed all the tips.
3 seconds. Goodbye. Ah!